Francesco Gemignani, starting off our Friday morning on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. That was Concerto Grosso number 3, played by Iona Brown's Academy. Next, we'll have Mozart Quartet, played by the Chilingarian Quartet, before we hear François Devienne and a bit of Dmitri Shostakovich. Support for all this classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. This is KPR. The Flute Quartet No. 1 by Mozart, played by the Chilingarian Quartet, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Next, a Sinfonia Concertante by François Devienne. And stay tuned for Beethoven, Brahms, and Tchaikovsky. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. We'll begin the noon hour with an overture by Schubert to the opera Alfonso and Estrella, Flemish dances and other delights during classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. A check on the weekend forecast. Well, for today, sunny and windy, a high of 75. Be careful, everything's dry. Don't have any fires. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 43, and tomorrow should be sunny and 76. Saturday night's low 45, and Sunday up to 78 with plenty of sunshine. And no mention of rain until Monday, when there's a 40% chance of some showers. Let's hear this François Devienne piece on KPR with the French Winds, Le Vent Français. The Sinfonia Concertante is the second one by Devienne, now on KPR. With the French Winds, Le Vent Français, and the Munich Chamber Orchestra, and Giegelberger directing Sinfonia Concertante No. 2 by François Devienne. Next, a little bit of Dmitri Shostakovich in the 10 o'clock hour. Looks great. There's the Beethoven March, a Brahms set of variations, and we'll hear the fairy tale of Sleeping Beauty with the music by Tchaikovsky. And in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll hear four very young students of violin, cello, and piano. It's a Wunderkinds concert that'll be tonight in Lawrence and tomorrow in North Kansas City. It's all through MAPA, MAPAA.org. We'll tell you more about that. Well, just stick around for live music at 11 o'clock. This is the Shostakovich Duo for cellos with piano. A poignant duo for cellos, Opus 5, Shostakovich, The Prelude, with members of MAPA, Leonid Shukeyev, cello, Tatiana Tesman, piano, and Jesse Hankinsiefkin, cello, members of MAPA. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering fun and learning for kids with programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Lila in the Loop, Eleanor Wonders Why, and Pinkalicious, on the 24/7 Kids Channel 19.4, and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Hertz has landed at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We're a home for geeks and freaks and weirdos and everyone who feels like they don't have a home, hopeless, and our community is that home.
I'm Juana Summers. If you're asking yourself, is emo still a thing? Yes, and we'll show you on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear more about that starting at 3 when we carry All Things Considered from NPR here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. You can listen through the web, kansaspublicradio.org, download our app, or remember, you can tell your smart speakers to play KPR. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, 4 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. We'll have a Beethoven march right after the news, and then Brahms, Variations on a Theme by Haydn, on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Mob. For NPR News, I'm Beth Wallace in Tulsa.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Midi Health, committed to providing a supported path to symptom relief for women in perimenopause and menopause, offering personalized virtual care. Learn more at joinmidi.com. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. Consortium Classicum playing a Beethoven march for winds here on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned for a fairy tale. We'll hear a British actor gently narrate the story of Tchaikovsky amongst Tchaikovsky's musical selections. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphonic Band and University Band Wednesday, November 20th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And now here's Brahms, starting off with, just as Haydn wrote it, the theme, the St. Anthony's Chorale. It's Riccardo Muti and the Philadelphia Orchestra for these variations on a theme by Haydn now. Music of Brahms, and Haydn, I guess, on KPR. The Philadelphia Orchestra, led by Riccardo Muti, for Variations on a Theme by Haydn, the music of Johannes Brahms, this morning on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute, and kansaspublicradio.org. The holidays are coming, and so's KPR's annual Big Band Christmas concert, featuring the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, Saturday night, December 14th. It's a great night of Kansas City swing, Christmas carols, and dancing at Liberty Hall in downtown Lawrence. Tickets are on sale now at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com. Get the scoop at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music this hour on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes and insects, fossils and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. This is KPR.
The Sleeping Beauty.
The music by Tchaikovsky for his Sleeping Beauty ballet. We heard the Slovak State Philharmonic, directed by Andrew Mogrelia, and the narrator was a British actor named Brian Kant. And this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. In just a few minutes after the news, we'll hear some very young musicians, well, they're teenagers, that will be giving a concert tonight in Lawrence with classical piano and cello and violin. It'll be tonight in Lawrence and tomorrow evening in North Kansas City. We'll give you all the details during the broadcast, so stay tuned to listen to these fine young classical musicians in just a matter of minutes here on KPR, KANU.
Hello, friends. It's your evening classical host, Destiny, here at KPR. Did you know I also play the violin? Yes, I do, as part of Live Day on Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m. Come see yours truly playing some spooky, spooky music with her friends at the Lawrence Public Library. It's free, October 25th, 7 p.m. I would love to meet all of you. Hope to see you there.
That'll be a week from tonight for KPR's annual Live Day. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Law Office of David J. Brown, LC, in Lawrence, working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs, located at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence. And the University of Kansas Libraries, a state, regional, and federal depository, providing the resources and partnerships necessary for both research and academic success. More info available on social media at KU Libraries. It's 1101, it's KPR.
Live,
thus saving Robertson's life for now. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
The Philadelphia Orchestra, giving some little pieces by Bach, some oomph. Bach wrote those for his children to play. And his second wife, Anna Magdalena Bach, had a little notebook where she kept track of them. So that's called the Little Sweet Anna Magdalena Notebook. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival, Friday, November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org. And from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz, 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Information at greenladylounge.com. This is KPR. There's a nice laid-back tango by Isaac Albanus from Opus 165, a tango played by guitarist Eduardo Fernandez here on Kansas Public Radio. Jeff Watson will begin the noon hour with an overture by Schubert to the opera Alfonso in Estrella, and Flemish dances and other delights during classical music from noon to three. Just keep it right here on KPR. Here's the intermezzo from the opera Jewels of the Madonna by Wolf Ferrari on KPR. The intermezzo from the first act of The Jewels of the Madonna by Wolf Ferrari. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generosity of all donors who help meet annual programming needs. Donation information at reader.ku.edu. Here's guitarist Leona Boyd in a mashup of The Pleasure of Love by Martini and the Myers Cavatina on KPR.
Community is that home.
I'm Juana Summers. If you're asking yourself, is emo still a thing? Yes, and we'll show you on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 o'clock for more about that and many other things. For All Things Considered from NPR, here on KPR. You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming eclectic folk singer-songwriter Antje Duvekot, Sunday, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's 12:01, it's KPR.
Live from NPR News in